540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. A 59-year-old architect has been arrested on Long Island, New York. He's been charged with the killings of at least some of the 11 people whose bodies were found in 2010 and 2011, not far from where he lives. Joey Petroni lives nearby.
I do believe we did trick-or-treat at that house through the years, you know. So it's very scary to wake up to this.
Governor Kathy Hochul.
The day has finally come when someone so depraved of heart who would kill individuals, innocent individuals, in the prime of their lives, young lives, is finally brought to justice.
The man was in court this afternoon. Energy, sapping heat and humidity have spread across much of the country, says CBS's Jim Crisula.
More than 111 million Americans are under extreme heat alerts. Parts of Arizona and Texas have had triple-digit heat every day this month with no end in sight. Susie Witt lives in steamy Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yep, another scorcher. I heard we're going to have hot weather 7 days.
Michael Cummins owns a lawn care business in Charlotte, North Carolina.
These conditions are pretty rough, pretty hot out here. It's really humid more than anything. It wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't so humid.
Weekend temperatures in Death Valley, California are expected to top out at nearly 130 degrees. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The strike by 160,000 film and television actors is being felt from Hollywood to rural Georgia, says WSB radio reporter Jonathan O'Brien.
Covington, known as the Hollywood of the South, has been the backdrop to more than 170 productions, from In the Heat of the Night to Sweet Magnolias. And fans flock here every year. City officials are expecting more than 100,000 before the end of 2023.
Tourism used to be strictly a pretty thing. You come here for the architecture or for things like that. We've now become a real economic driver for our community.
Ron Carter, coordinator for the Visitor Center, tells me because of this, they believe they'll be able to weather the strike storm.
Some CBS News staff are SAG-AFTRA members, but they work under a different contract than the actors and are not affected by the strike. More than 800,000 student loan borrowers who've been making payments for many years got some good news today. Their remaining debt of $39 billion is being forgiven. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Now, these are not new loan forgiveness plans. They're actually the implementation of previously announced changes to the income-driven repayment plans for federal student loans.
American cluster bombs have now arrived in Ukraine. On Wall Street, less than an hour before the close, the Dow is up 101 points, S&P 500 and the NASDAQ down slightly. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Waukesha County deputies are reminding pedestrians not to just walk into traffic. The Sheriff's Department says it's getting more complaints about pedestrians and bicyclists not stopping to look both ways at trail crossings on county highways. While it's true pedestrians have the right of way, deputies say they need to stop and yield first. An armored car guard is recovering after being shot several times in a robbery in Milwaukee. It happened outside a North Shore bank early yesterday. Another guard fired at the shooter, who ran and got away. Nobody else was hurt. We don't know yet if police have arrested anyone. Hundreds of thousands of people are converging on Southeast Wisconsin for Bastille Days and Harley-Davidson's 120th anniversary this weekend. Hotels are booked solid. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727, or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM. WAUK.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to Stay Quiet on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. The House just passed the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. Had to pass the House. Then it goes to the Senate. Senate can pass their own version. Then it goes to a reconciliation committee so that a final bill comes out that's voted on by both chambers and goes to Joe Biden for signature. Now, the final vote was 219 to 210. 19 to 210. It had several controversial amendments that McCarthy permitted to be left in the bill to get the votes of some Republican hardliners. This had to do with getting rid of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, however you define it. It's not like the military goes around and super big on DEI, but letting in to the military, recruiting to the military, people from all backgrounds, all cultural backgrounds, who are in the US, either citizens or lawfully here, is very, very important. We're not even hitting our recruitment numbers now. They just took an axe, and it's not at all clear in a lot of people's minds what they're going to deem DEI to be. The other one is abortion travel. And here, succinctly, is the problem with loading that into a defense authorization. The idea is that if a service member, a woman, is in a state where abortion is illegal and there's no exception even for the life or health of the mother, Oklahoma, Idaho, Wisconsin, frankly, and a couple of other states, if she has a complication, let's say she gets sepsis, she's advised that she can't survive the pregnancy. If a doctor treats her in Oklahoma, Idaho, for instance, he runs the risk of criminal prosecution, believe it or not. So he would advise her, you must go to a state where it would be lawful. And where would that be? Well, Oklahoma and Idaho, I suppose, going up to Washington State or Oregon, that kind of thing. Minnesota, if you're in I don't know where, Colorado. The problem is that enlisted women, E1s, E2s, E3s, make hardly any money. They make very little money. What if they have a couple of other kids? What if they have a husband who's out of work? What if they don't have the money? The military will give them leave, but they may not have the money. Under the present circumstance, the military would help at least pay for their travel. They still only get their salary, an E1, E2, E3 salary. Those of you who serve in the military, E1, E2 would be enlisted one, enlisted two would be like a private or a seaman in the Navy, an airman in the Air Force. But they frequently can get a flight on a military plane, standby, and they would be prohibited from doing that for these women because these chicken hawks in the Republican caucus are trying to micromanage the military. Four Democrats voted for the bill. Four Republicans voted against it. So it was a wash. It was a horse apiece. Final vote, 219 to 210. One of the good results is that all of the Ukraine amendments were shot down. But they got somewhere from 70 to 80 votes, all of them, somewhere a little more than that, 90 votes. Cut off aid to Ukraine. Give you an example. 70 House Republicans voted for Matt Gaetz's amendment in the defense bill to cut off all military aid to Ukraine. Well, who were the 70 House Republicans? I looked at the list. They're the usual MAGA crowd and some people that no one's ever heard of or recognizes, but the two that stood out to me are unusual. One of them is James Comer. He's the committee chairman trying to investigate Biden from Kentucky. And he's trying to present himself as some sort of mainstream Republican, but he voted with the Ruskies to cut off all military aid to Ukraine. The other one that surprised me was a Wisconsin congressman. Guess who it was? One Wisconsin congressman voted for Matt Gaetz, Trafficker Gaetz, amendment, which failed and only got 70 votes. Tiffany of Hazelhurst. Tiffany is a member of the Freedom Caucus, supportive of Tommy Tuberville, who is blocking the promotion of our flag officer nominees, admirals, generals. He is a fan, supportive of Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Paul Gosar. All these chicken hawks who think they're going to micromanage the military. And he's in Wisconsin. How is that possible? The 7th Congressional District, my friend Dave Obey held that for 40 years. He won a special election in 1969. He held it for 40 years. So he retired, I think it was in the 2010 election. And he was the chairman of the Appropriations Committee. He was a giant in the House of Representatives. Before that, there were 10 congressional districts in Wisconsin. Now there are 8. But before Obey, the previous decade, there was 10. And a big part of the 7th Congressional District now is part of the 10th Congressional District. The congressman is Alvin Okonski. Alvin Okonski, Republican, moderate. Everybody liked Alvin Okonski. And then Dave Obey took over. How do you go from people like Alvin Okonski, moderate Republican, fairly good guy, David Obey, and then, of course, you had Duffy for a while, but now you have Tiffany, MAGA, member of the Freedom Caucus, voted to cut off all military aid to Ukraine in service to the Ruskies. Well, these Ukraine amendments didn't go anywhere. But two amendments did, at least two. Remember, there are 1,500 amendments. McCarthy jawboned them down to 80. And the wing nuts, he thought he had to throw something to the wing nuts. What he should have done is say, I'm going to lose the wing nuts. There's 30 of them. But I'm not going to put DEI and abortion in this. If I want to deal with that, I'll deal with another bill. And go to Hakeem Jeffries and say, okay, I need 30 votes. Hakeem Jeffries will give him 30 votes. But he puts this in DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, which is a label. There's not the kind of DEI that people complain about in the military. They're welcoming everybody. They're welcoming everybody. Some of our best veterans are African-American, Latino, Native American. Native American are really some of our best veterans during the Second World War. Remember the code talkers, the Navajos. The Japanese had cracked some of our fuel codes. They would speak to each other in Navajo. Japanese couldn't understand it. Some of them were captured. They were killed. They were excellent. Trump insulted them when they came to the White House and laughed at them, made Indian jokes. The Republican Party is a clear and present danger to the United States. But this abortion travel thing, it's not like the Army is providing abortions or the Navy. But if you have an E-1 or an E-2 woman who is not making hardly any money, not making much money at all, may have other kids, and her life is threatened, under this bill, they're not going to permit her to take a military hop on standby basis. Now, I have a lot of friends in the military. I have a lot of friends whose fathers were career military, and they take these hops all the time. You know, they go to an Air Force base and they say, do you have any room on a cargo plane to Europe? And they wait around and then they get some room. It's not super luxurious, but the price is right because it's free because they're military dependent. These enlisted women are going to have to pay their own travel. And nobody wants an abortion. But who are the chicken hawks who are micromanaging this? And especially Tuberville, a classic chicken, a 250-pound chicken hawk. You know, he was a football coach at Auburn, I think. Auburn has a good football team. And also, the guys from Alabama that I served with were great, great veterans. What the hell does he think he's doing? Things people in Auburn don't want generals and admirals to be promoted. They're not all draft dodgers. Some are like Trump, who ginned up this bone spurs thing. But they've never done anything in their lives in service to anyone. And they're sitting, he's not doing this to screw up just the promotions. If Biden caves to him on this, what? Some women will die, quite frankly, if they can't get transportation to a safe state. But the next thing he wants is the new space facility to go in Alabama, not Colorado. The rest of them want to rescind the debt deal, or they're not going to vote for any new spending September 30. I'm putting this on everybody's radar. This is very important. This is what the modern Republican Party has degenerated to. It's extremely important that this be known. And stand by. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. music.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crout. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 65 tonight under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84. A blend of clouds and sun. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 84 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Monday. Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, and let's not forget, it wasn't just African-Americans that served with distinction in World War II. It was also Japanese-Americans that came from the internment camps to serve in the United for the United States, not only in Europe, but also in the European, the Pacific field of operations. And many of them served heroically there as well. The Republicans are just completely out. They've lost it, as you said. I mean, and Tom Tiffany apparently said he questioned whether he would support aid going to England during World War II, prior to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. That, you know, and it is just, right. I mean, that if you can't answer that question today and just say Nazism is bad, that you've got no business in public office at all, and you should be called out on that as well. I mean, that saying that, it means you support white supremacy and you support Nazis. I mean, he maybe he's too stupid to understand that, but I mean, that it's something, a question he should be confronted with. You mean that, because these clones are just, they're just clones. They're trying to beat the abortion issue, and it is just ridiculous. I mean, we got Mike Pence now saying that women should be required to carry a dead baby in their womb. That it's just ridiculous, and I don't know who they think they're fooling. And you know that it's an ever declining batch of people that think like that, but they seem to think that they need to give those people service rather than the people of the United States and our U.S. military. As you said, some of these women, their lives are at risk, and that and these same Republicans are probably be denying these women free access to birth control. I mean, it is just.
Right. Here's the thing.
It staggers my imagination.
Yeah. Mark, thanks, Glenn. Here's the thing, and I don't think we need to gild the lily on this. I mean, Tom Tiffany, voted against any military aid to Ukraine, and B, has voted for a defense appropriation bill. Voted for a defense appropriation bill that would outlaw the government, say the Army, helping with transportation for a female enlisted soldier. They don't make hardly any money, believe me, going somewhere to be treated if her life's in danger. You've got to focus on something. There are right now something like 14 states that have outlawed abortion, and they are the home of 70 million Americans. We have about 340 million people in this country, so a little over 20% of the country. We have Army bases in a lot of these places. We have Navy personnel in the ones where there are ports. This is very serious. If a woman in the Army is stationed, you know, Fort Sill, Oklahoma, I had a buddy did artillery training in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. It's still artillery out there. And there are women out there. If you're an E1 or an E2, enlisted one, enlisted two, you make no money. If you go in, the doctor says you have sepsis or you have an ectopic pregnancy, and your life is in danger. The Army can't let her on standby get a plane out of Oklahoma. You know, now, I mean, not all these states is it a short drive to an adjacent legal state. They are micromanaging our military. Congress should not be micromanaging our military. Some of them are draft dodgers and many of them are chicken hawks. The first sound of a shot fired in anger, they'd be groveling on the floor. So who said they can be doing this? They should decide how much money in good faith we should allocate to the military. Right now it's $880 million, $1 billion. To buy planes and ships and guns, ammo, pay soldiers and sailors, and then step back. The president of the United States is the commander in chief, not them, not these chicken hawks. Going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling Western Mind today, Gene.
Oh, man, it just gets worse every day. I hate to tell you, great show as usual and great callers. And I have to say that, you know what, I look at them now, you know, I can't even stand to watch them talk anymore. You know, I always watch live for many years, and I've never seen the degradation of the people that are serving on the Republican Party. To me, they're like a bunch of animals. I'm serious about this. They attack anybody that don't kowtow to them, and they, if it's a war against anybody who is not a white male. This is a war on women. There's plenty of women who get raped in the military. Maybe not in their, but while they are in the military, what are they going to do about that? I mean, they're just sick. I don't get this. I have never seen these type of animalistic behaviors. They don't do anything worthwhile. They have no brains in their head. They don't try to talk with people and say, okay, how do we fix the issues that people in our country are concerned about? They want to go after women. You better have a goddamn baby. You don't have insurance. Tough tomatoes. You end up on the street. Too bad for you. We don't take care of kids. Goddamn Johnson from Wisconsin. I mean, these people are, I'm sorry to call it that, but it's from my own opinion and my upbringing and teaching kids in Sunday school, Bible school. These people are evil. I'm sorry. All they do is go after people. They never try to raise people up. They never try to look for goodness in people. They're just spewing out all this ugly, terroristic behaviors and hurting our country significantly. Sorry, Matt, I couldn't hold it. I had to spew it out on Friday. So thank you very much. This is horrifying. I challenge everybody to watch these people in meetings, real meetings, and see how ridiculous they are. Thank you, Matt. You have a good weekend. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Gene. Your calls are the best. The highlight of my day. I see the rest of you on the lines. We're going to a break. Do not hang up. It's a direct order. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride, and she don't care.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief, a 59-year-old man's been arrested in connection with the murders of as many as 11 people on Long Island, New York in 2010 and 2011.
It's a little scary that he was two floors above me. We're right on the ninth floor, and no one had any idea, obviously.
Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone.
The focus for me, members of our team, have been on bringing justice for these victims and closure to these families who have suffered.
A record 4 million acres burned in California in 2020, but L.A. County firefighter Tanner Renz says that record may not stand very long.
Fires are getting larger quicker, and that's typical for a heat wave like this. I think we're going to have more acreage burned this year. It's concerning through the entire county and the entire state.
It's day one of a strike by 160,000 film and television actors. The union walked out at midnight after negotiations with studios collapsed. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. Stickers declaring a room a safe space have come down from the walls of Arrowhead High School. The school board voted for the new policy this week. It bans religious and political signs as well as those that indicate a room is a safe space. People against the new policy say kids and marginalized groups need safe spaces. The school district says all its facilities should be considered safe. A similar policy passed in the Oak Creek Franklin School District last month. An armored car guard is recovering after being shot several times in a robbery in Milwaukee. It happened outside a North Shore bank early yesterday. Another guard fired at the shooter, who ran and got away. No one else was hurt. We don't know yet if police have arrested anyone. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we go right to the lines. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bob of Madison?
Okay, yeah, I'm defamation on my mind and Fox News on my mind, and they've already got a $1 billion lawsuit against them, and Smartmatic is another $2 billion, and the other small, the Epps thing and so forth. Is it possible, with enough defamation lawsuits, to declare them an illegal organization the way they did the Trump Organization in New York? I'm just wondering, is there a way to take down Fox for all their lies, demonstrate them in court, and create a bunch of defamation lawsuits and bankrupt the whole gizmo? Is that a ridiculous idea, or how possible is that, in your opinion?
No, it's very creative. All right, let me deconstruct that and also give a little more background in what Bob Madison just said. Very important issue. Fox right now is now facing, as of the other day, two major defamation lawsuits. One of them had been filed by Smartmatic, as Bob said, at $2.7 billion because Tucker Carlson and all of their hosts went on the air and lied, said that Smartmatic's technology could be hacked and that it was unreliable. When you say that about a company's core business, that's a death sentence. They start losing an awful lot of customers. So they sued. Fox already has paid what, $790 million or $800 million to Dominion for lying. And now Smartmatic is 2.7. That's what they're asking. Doesn't mean they're going to get all of that. They fired Tucker Carlson. But they're at it again. Here's the second lawsuit referenced by Bob Madison. They've just been sued by James Ray Epps Sr. Who's James Ray Epps Sr.? James Ray Epps Sr., I believe he still lives in Arizona, is a guy who watches only Fox, and he watched it, and he was convinced by Fox and by Trump that there'd been fraud in the election and Trump actually won it. Of course, that's false. The fraud came from Trump himself. Trump lost it by seven million votes nationally, about 30 electoral votes, maybe a little more, 40. Anyways, maybe 60. Biden got about 306 electoral votes. He only needed 270. In any event, James Ray Epps Sr., based on the misinformation from Fox and from Trump, went to Washington, D.C. for January 6th. He listened to Trump. He went up to the Capitol. I don't believe he's been convicted. I don't believe he did anything wrong, but he got swept up in the whole thing. Well, Tucker Carlson, when January 6th fell apart, Tucker Carlson, by the way, I've never met the guy, but this is a seriously deranged guy. I mean, he just will flat out lie, even in the background of his emails and what he says to staff. He knows he's lying. He thinks this is just entertainment, not news, and he can lie and people will like it. Problem is, a lot of them believe it. Anyway, he goes on the air, Tucker Carlson, and he goes, "There is a man named James Ray Epps Sr." He was an undercover federal agent. and he and other undercover federal agents ginned up January 6th, not Trump supporters. That's what he said. Now, first of all, that endangered James Ray Epps Sr. Guys look at him and say, "What? You're a Fed?" You know, I mean, that's a very, very dangerous thing. Secondly, it was false. James Ray Epps Sr. had nothing to do with the Feds. He was a Trump supporter. So what happens is other media asked the federal government, they look at him, they say, "We never heard of this guy. He's not one of us. We didn't gin this thing up." But Tucker Carlson kept saying the FBI did it and James Ray Epps Sr. did it. How the hell he came up with some obscure guy, I don't know. But it wasn't funny to James Ray Epps Sr. It was not funny to him. So he sued Tucker Carlson and he sued Fox, and he wants a lot of money. Now, he's not going to get $790 million. It's what his reputation is worth. He clearly was lying and he clearly has been damaged. I mean, people won't associate with him, I think. But what's that worth? It's whatever jury says it's worth. But even if he gets a couple of $1 million, that ain't chump change. So that's what's going on with Fox. But the thing that kills me about it, that kills me about Fox, they pay and Bob and Madison asked, can the mere fact of the filing of a lawsuit help shut a company down? The answer is no. Back prior to the early 70s, if you started a lawsuit against somebody, say they owed you money or something, you could freeze their bank accounts, believe it or not, in some states. And it puts a lot of pressure on them. And finally, about 50 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, you can't have some anticipatory remedy like that just freezes a guy. There has to be an actual judgment that said he owes you the money, because he might not owe you the money. So you can't, just because they're sued. I suppose one exception is you could talk about this FCC license, but even that, I do not think that the Supreme Court, and I wouldn't countenance saying, all right, just because somebody sues somebody, you shut them down. Otherwise, billionaires would be suing Democratic news installations all the time. So, no, you can't do that. However, Tucker, how much does Tucker Carlson have to lie and Fox hosts have to lie? And how much money do they have to pay before they stop lying? They are still lying about Biden and China, Joe Biden. They are saying there is a secret informant who has testified that Joe Biden got money from China. This secret informant, this gal left, was a Chinese spy himself. China planted him to say that. He was indicted on 6 or 8 felony counts in the Southern District of New York, arrested in Cyprus because we had an extradition treaty. Everybody in Europe is very, very liberal on bail. They let him out and he disappeared. He's on the lam. We're hunting for him. We are hunting for him. Fox is still doesn't say any of that. Fox will still say, well, there's a reliable informant. And Comer, this guy from Kentucky, and I told you earlier, is one of the ones who voted to cut off all aid to Ukraine. He's going, well, we remember he gave a statement back a couple of months ago. He said, there's an informant who said this. He said, we're trying to get hold of him. Remember, these people are in the spy business. They don't stay put in one place very long. This is a guy who is indicted as a Chinese spy. And then Nancy Mace, even, who comes across, she's from South Carolina, Republican, a pain in the neck. She comes out trying to be moderate. And she goes, well, he was indicted to shut him up. Now, wait a minute. He was a Chinese spy. Okay. He violated American law. He also was an arms dealer in the United Arab Emirates in Kenya. That's in the indictment. What? They're not supposed to indict him because the Chinese put him up to line? And Fox puts him on. I have a question. What's happened to the Republican Party? What's happened to the Republican Party I knew as a kid? Dwight Eisenhower was a well-respected figure. Ronald Reagan was a well-respected figure. Tommy Thompson was a well-respected figure. Lee Dreyfus was a well-respected figure. Warren Knowles was a well-respected figure. They didn't do this kind of stuff. Did it start with Scott Walker? It was Scott Walker, but I think it started before that. Newt Gingrich, maybe. But somewhere along the line, they end up with Trump. And now it's not just Trump. These people are coming across like people in Village of the Damned. I have not seen the recent Village of the Damned, but in the 60s, there was a Village of the Damned. And everybody walked around looking perfectly normal in American town. Suddenly, with some signal, they stand still like statues, and then their eyes start to sparkle. It really, it was a very, very, very creepy thing. That's what the Republicans are like now, except for Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, most of them. They won't promote our military officers. They will not vote for money for any reason unless we now get rid of the debt deal, which we just terminated, which just concluded, I should say. They are trying to micromanage all of human conduct by the power of the purse and by saying, we're going to throw us into bankruptcy. What happened? What happened? And Fox is still enabling them. What, $790 million isn't enough? Didn't that take a hit? I mean, you fired Tucker Carlson, Smartmatic, and this guy Epps are suing you, and you're still lying about Joe Biden, you're still lying about China. Why don't you do a segment on the guy, the Chinese spy who's behind it? I'd like to see that. Why don't you do that? We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us for my day. Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I wish it was only Fox News, but you have right-wing cogs in this state that bought in the big lie. The list goes on and on. Gableman, Voss. Heck, we got an elected senator that... he was in with the big lie and congressional delegation and everything else. So, but on the plus side here, I think civic media is a step in the right direction. You're getting local radio back, which helps on the local political end. And basically, people are able to hear the truth. People are able to call in here, like Jeannie from Eau Claire and other callers. And and voice their opinions. I think that's really going to help get the truth out there anyway, because you can't keep going on this way in my mind. I think for me, the thing that helped Judge Janet get on the Supreme Court was the three that were on there. Well, it was four of them that completely lied about the election and sided with Trump. So civic media is a big shout out for the people that put this together. It's a big deal. You've lost a lot of your local papers and news. So basically today, I just want to give a shout out to your callers and civic media, getting the truth out. And I think Judge Janet's a big step in the right direction. So happy Friday to you, Matt, and thanks for you and your callers. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Paul. Listen, we really appreciate that. We're real proud of civic media. And the owners, Sage Weil and Mike Crudy, do a hell of a job. And so do all the announcers. My friend Dot Albo just leading into my show, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Krupp, that have come after me, and all the other hosts. We really appreciate our callers. We really appreciate you. And I really appreciate it. Thank you. Going back to the lines, Aiden of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Aiden, what's in your mind today?
Hi. Yeah, just wanted to let you know, I was just at the Sauk County Fair, and it was interesting. I went to the Democratic Party booth, and I went to the Republican Party booth. Stark difference from both. At the Democratic Party booth, they had giving out, you know, stickers that say, you know, go vote, that sort of thing. And then you could also write on a post-it what issues you stood for, things like that. At the Republican Party booth, they had four petitions you could sign, of course. Can you guess what they were? We got one for going after Hunter Biden, because I said, where, you know, I sort of acted dumb, and I was like, oh, why are we going after Hunter? And he's like, well, his taxes, that sort of thing. Then the second one was, of course, keeping girls in sports, only girls that are born a female or whatever. The third one was keeping our border, you know, closed for, you know, whatever reason. And then the fourth one, I believe, was something to do with the military, but it was just, you know, they're getting you. And I said, where do these things go? You know, what happens if I, you know, if I sign it? Oh, they go to Ron Johnson. We send them over to Ron and he takes a look at them. It's like, come on.
Aiden, I love your call. I got to go to a break right now. Be sure to call a lot in the future. That's actually very valuable field research. Appreciate your call. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. 20th century Fox, she had 20th century Fox.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 65. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 86. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 84 degrees.
This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz
on 540 AM WAUK.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to alert you to something that's going on in Florida. Remember how many times have we said fascism creeps in on little cats' feet? Well, it's creeping in rather quickly. Down in Florida, after a lot of repressive legislation, all of which would have been stopped if we had a Voting Rights Act, H.R. 1 and S.B. 1, Republicans filibustered it. We could have gotten rid of the filibuster just for that bill if Manchin and Sinema had gone along. They refused to go along. And here's an example of what's going on. Florida has a program to go after voter registration groups that reach out in minority communities. In the last less than two years, so it'd be October of 22 to, what is this, July of 23, less than 1 year, they have find voter registration groups that reach out to minorities more than $100,000. Now, many of these groups, take something like the League of Women Voters, and I don't know if that was one of the ones that was fined or not, but it's very, very hard to raise money. Everybody that I know gets emails all the time saying, you know, contribute to my campaign. To give money to a voter registration group is very important, but not everybody does it. When you nick them for $100,000, you can put them out of business. And here's an example, one of the top reasons they were fined. Because they were fined because somebody that they counseled submitted an application to vote to the wrong county. You know, not that it was somehow wrong in other respects. This is an eligible voter, but it was the wrong county. Well, let me ask you a question. If you live in Bayside, Wisconsin, suburb of Milwaukee to the north, just north of Fox Point, if somebody asked you, do you live in Ozaukee County or Milwaukee County? You could be in either county in that town, in that that village, I don't know what they call it, it's very small. There are ambiguities. A lot of people I talk to say, I say, who's your congressman? They don't know. Who's your state senator? Who's your member of the assembly? To find these people is wrong. But what it is doing is voter registrations have dropped in Florida since 2019, the last year preceding the presidential election. So you look at the voter registration the year before a presidential election. The last one was 2019. This is 2023. They've gone down. They've gone down. In Georgia, there were 100,000 challenges to voters, 100,000 challenges, virtually all of them African-American, Fulton County, or areas that vote Democratic. 89,000 of the 100,000 were filed by six people, right-wing activists. The other 11,000 came from 12 more right-wing activists, all supported by right-wing groups. All of this could have been barred, but chews up time for voter registration by having clerks have to deal with these spurious challenges. And the courts down there don't sanction these people or put them in jail for lying about these challenges. We go to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jack?
A couple of things are on my mind right now. The first thing, though, is
that I wouldn't say fascism is creeping into Florida on little cat's feet. It's more like it's clomping in on Clydesdale hoof. secondly, there was a bill proposed in the Florida legislature that would ban any political party that had ever advocated slavery. And, of course, there's only one extant political party that's done that. That's the Democratic Party. So that would make Florida essentially a one-party state. That's sort of like Russia, China, North Korea. You get the picture. I'm wondering what happened to that bill, if it's still in the legislature or if they just gave up on it.
Yeah, I followed that bill, and for the benefit of all the people out there, the Democratic Party advocated slavery in the 1850s. That was when it was the Southern Party, the Slavery Party. The parties have completely flipped. Abraham Lincoln, they started the Republican Party, ripping Wisconsin. Abraham Lincoln was an abolitionist. He freed the slaves. He fought a civil war. And the Republican Party, believe it or not, was the Civil Rights Party, the better right party for the rights of African-American people after 1860, right up through Franklin Roosevelt and beyond. Even Dwight Eisenhower in the 50s sent troops down to the South to integrate schools. Democratic presidents that came up, let's take in between Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, was a Democrat. He resegregated the Federal Service. Teddy Roosevelt, Republican presidents, had integrated the Federal Service employees. Woodrow Wilson, a Democrat, even back then, even back in 110 years ago, was a racist. He resegregated it. When Franklin Roosevelt, actually it was Al Smith in 1928 that put together a coalition that elected Franklin Roosevelt in 1932, that was the first time minorities were welcome in the Democratic Party. And then with Truman. And then obviously with Kennedy and so on. And then, but then, even then, there were parallel commitments to civil rights. Eisenhower had a commitment. What happened was Nixon adopted the Southern strategy to get the old right-wing Democrats from the South on his side. And then you fast forward, and I don't want to go through every president in the last 20 years, 30 years, but you end up with Trump. You end up with the Freedom Caucus. You end up with, so to Jack and Merrimack's question, that bill died. Down there, it didn't have enough votes to get on the floor. They realized that got so criticized. That it died. But the point is they laid a marker down. When you do things like that and everything that they're doing down there in Florida, finding $100,000 in less than a year, civil rights groups that reach out for voter registration, ginning up offenses, submitting the application to the wrong county. Okay, you just say it's the wrong county, put it in the right county. If they were in Bayside, you put it to Ozaukee County, they say, no, you're the street in Bayside that's in Milwaukee County. This is the appearance of the rule of law without the reality. This is what they do in Russia. This is what they do in China. They have elections. They do this and that. But only one guy's on the ballot and the other guy goes to jail. That's what it's like. Very, very sad with this Republican Party. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for a great show coming up. Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute. Have a great weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Signing off for today.
We'll stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Great show, Matt.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.